Hi, this is Jay Aruga from the Jay Aruga Show podcast. You'll also hear me in Unboxing Catholicism every Sunday nights at 8 p.m. in the Unboxing the Bible series. Content creation can sometimes be tiring, not to mention nerve-wracking when dealing with bashers. That's why at the end of the day, I retreat to Hollow. Hollow is the number one Christian Catholic prayer app in the U.S. and it's making its way in the Philippines with over 5,000 audio-guided prayer, meditation, daily rosary, and readings with Bishop Barron, Father Mike Schmitz, Jonathan Rumi, and many more. Use our affiliate link, hollow.com/jaruga for a free trial. Again, hollow.com/jaruga. And now, on to the show. The sin of scandal. Kasalanan palang mang iskandalo? Paano nangyari yon? Yan ang pag-uusapan natin dito lang sa The Jay Aruga Show. Kumusta? Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. We're the first conservative podcast in the Philippines. Sawa ka na ba sa mga pang-aalipusta ng mainstream culture sa ating pinanghahawakang mga values? Pes, ito ang podcast para sa iyo kung saan tuturuan namin kayong ipagtanggol ang mga bagay na take two. Halatang scripted, pero sige. Okay, saan na ba ako? Okay, Pes, ito ang podcast para sa iyo kung saan tuturo namin kayo pagtanggol ang mga bagay na mahalaga sa atin, gaya ng life, marriage, family, at higit sa lahat, the truth. Because it takes a village to take back the culture. Okay, hindi ko na i-edit yun. Ano ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon? Dati, pinag-usapan natin ang the sin of pride. Then we talked about gossiping na may two kinds of sin involved, which is detraction and calumny. Sabi ni Trent Horn, madali daw matandaan kung ano yung difference ng detraction at calumny. Yung third letter daw, detraction. So yung third letter is T. So ibig sabihin, this is a sin na kahit na truth ang sinasabi mo, letter T nag-i-start yung truth, ay kasalanan pa rin. Sa calumny naman, C-A-L, yung third letter is L. Ito yung sin na kapag lie ang sinabi mo, this is a sin. Eh, sin din naman yung lie, pero it's a worse sin. Sabi natin, we'll make episodes of lesser known sins. Ito yung mga sins na we commit a lot, pero hindi natin alam. Sin na pala. Kaya ito ang topic natin today. The sin of scandal. But first, nice ko muna kayong imbitahan to press that follow button kung nakikinig ka sa Spotify or Apple. Kung nadala ka dito mula sa link na kinlik mo sa Facebook, please follow our Facebook page. And kung YouTube naman ang nadala dito sa inyo, subscribe kayo sa ating YouTube channel. Ang mga maliliit na actions na ito ay nakakatulong sa podcast natin para makareach ng more audience. Kasi yan talaga yung game eh. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Kaya, salamat sa inyong lahat. Alright, napanood nyo ba yung Miss Universe 2023 last week? Medyo late na pag-usapan, pero sige, pag-usapan natin. Kung tunay kang lalaki na gaya ko, malamang oo. Dahil not only pinalabas ang Miss Universe dito sa Pilipinas on International Men's Day noong November 19, ay meron ding dalawang tunay na lalaki ding contestants na sumali sa patimpalak. Sina Miss Mr. Netherlands at Mr. Portugal. Of course, hindi lang naman sila ang headline ng Miss Universe. Nandyan din yung obese na si Miss Nepal. Sorry, baka magreklamo kayo. Parang, kung maka-obese naman tong si Jay. Sorry kung na-hurt ang feelings niyo. Bukod yan, ay highlight din ang pagsuot ng Birthing Suit ni Miss Pakistan. Tama ba? Birthing Suit ba yung tawag doon? Ay sorry, Birkini pala ang tawag doon. Nagtataka nga ako eh, nagpapaka-modest pa yung delegate nila eh. Ang pangalan nga ng bansa nila, hindi Chase. Diba? Nagsimula sila noon ng Apirtan, tapos naging Pahagtan. Then ngayon, Pakistan! Sorry, nadala lang ako. Nalala niyo yung nauso yung hashtag Miss Universe intro? Yung mga baduy na puns, kunwari yung mga contestants ng Miss Universe, ito yung ginagamit na sa introduction ng kanilang bansa. Itong isang example. My name is Burtishka Bandgulla. Imbento ko na yung pangalan na yun. From the land of Beyoncé Knowles, no, Norway! Ah, kita mo? Ito pa. I did not walk. I did not crawl. I ran! Okay. Sorry, pero ito last na talaga. Exit light, enter night. We're off to Netherlands! Okay, hindi ko na ulitin. So last na talaga yon. Nadala lang talaga ako. Pero itong isang trivia. Alam nyo ba na si Imelda Marcos ang nagpauso ng terno? Seryoso ito. In fact, bago niya ito pinauso, walang tao sa history ng mundo na nagsuot ng match ang pantaas at pambaba. Okay, so bakit ko nga ba sinimula ng show sa Miss Universe? Bakit nga ba? Medyo nakalimutan ko na rin. Ayun, o nga pala. Dahil dun sa dalawang trans women na kasali. Recently ay may controversial na sagot ang Vatican sa isang dubya tungkol sa tanong na dapat bang binyagan ang isang transgender o magninong or ninang ito sa kasal. Ang sagot ng Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith ay oo, pwede daw binyagan at oo, pwedeng mag-anak sa kasal ang isang trans. Controversial itong sagot na ito because hindi sinama ng media sa mga reports nila ang very important qualifier sa sagot. Simulan natin sa baptism of a person with gender dysphoria. Well, alam naman natin as Catholics and Christians, once you are baptized, all your sins are washed away. At sino ba ang simbahan para tanggihan ang isang taong gustong matanggal lahat ng kanyang kasalanan? Pero even though daw na wala pa sa tamang disposisyon ang transgender na magpapabaptize, mas okay pa rin daw mabaptize siya because baptism leaves an indelible mark to the person baptized. Ang analogy nga daw dito is once na-baptize tayo, nandyan ang grace ni God. Pero syempre, it's up to us if we choose na buksan ang regalo. At marami sa atin hindi binubuksan ang regalo. Hindi lang naman yung mga transgender. Hindi ka ba nagtataka? Marami naman sa atin mga Pilipino bininyagan sa simbahang Katoliko o Kristiyano pero bakit hindi maayos ang bansa natin? Dahil marami sa atin ay hindi binubuksan ang regalong natanggap nung tayo'y bininyagan. Pero hindi yan ang topic natin today. Ang topic natin today ay nasa qualifier ng second question. Let me read the article from USCCB about the response to the dubia. And I quote, "On the question of whether a transsexual can be a godparent, the document said it is possible under certain conditions. But because the role is not a right, pastoral prudence is required to avoid the danger of scandal or confusion among the faithful." Now, mahalagang qualifier yan. Hindi ko lang bakit ino-omit ito sa ilang news nung binalita ang tungkol dito. The danger of scandal. Minsan ay na-ban sa Twitter si Jordan Peterson dahil binatikos niya si Elliot Page, dating Ellen Page, na naging cover sa isang magazine. Ayon kay Peterson, mali ito. Pero mali nga ba? Trans man si Page, meaning babaeng nag-surgical transition para magmukhang lalaki. Nagpa-double mastectomy siya. Pinatanggal ng breast tissue niya para ma-flat ang chest, then nag-post siya shirtless sa Esquire magazine. Adult na din naman itong si Ellen Page or Elliot Page. Kaya consenting adult siya nung nag-transition siya. Hindi gaya ni Chloe Cole na minor nung pina-undergo ng gender-affirming care ng gender clinic. So, what's the big deal? Anong mali sa ginawa ni Elliot Page? The thing is, dahil ang mga celebrities na ito ay tinitingala at iniidolo ng mga tao, even ng mga kabataan, at ginagaya sila ng mga kabataan anuman ang gawin nila, meron silang matinding responsibility kung ano ang influence nila na gustong ihatid sa kabataan. Kaya minsan naiinis ako sa ilang mga musical artist eh. They're amateur philosophers, yet they hold so much influence and power. Sabi ni Kristo in Matthew 18 verse 6, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Causing someone to stumble or to sin is what the Catechism calls the sin of scandal. Ayon sa CCC 2284, scandal is an attitude or behavior which leads another to do evil. The person who gives scandal becomes his neighbor's tempter. He damages virtue and integrity. He may even draw his brother into spiritual death. Scandal is a grave offense if by deed or omission, another is deliberately led into a grave offense. Ayon kay St. Thomas Aquinas sa Summa Theologiae, scandal is fittingly defined as something less rightly done or said that occasions another's spiritual downfall. At mas mahaba ang treatment ni Aquinas sa sin of scandal than my podcast can ever explain. Sino ba ako compared sa isang doctor of the church? So kung gusto niyong more complete treatment sa sin of scandal, nandiyan ang CCC at Summa Theologiae. However, since nandito na rin lang kayo, ipagpatuloy na natin ang episode. Normally, akala natin tuwing nadidinig natin ang salitang skandalo, si aling takla ito na nangalunya kasama ang mister ng kapatid ng boardmate ng kapitbahay mo sa Bohol. Pero, nagiging scandal ang isang bagay if it leads other people to sin. And minsan, ang mga ganitong kwento mukhang inosente lang at first, pero nagiging scandal siya dahil nanonormalize ang behavior. Kapag nakikita natin yung ganitong mga pangyari, inisip natin, oh, okay lang yan. Si ganito nga eh, mas masakla pa yung ginawa niya. Iskandalo. May dalawang klase ng sin of scandal. Pwede itong active or passive. Kung active, ibig sabihin nito, ikaw mismo ang nag-cause ng downfall ng kapwa mo. Minsan may isang lalaki na inimbitahan ng barkada niya na mag-beer house. From there ay na-addict na itong taong ito na mag-hire ng prostitute. Medyo active scandal ang instance na ito. Ano naman yung passive scandal? Ito yung hindi mo naman intensyon na magkasala ang kapwa mo pero doon napunta. Sa mga babae, ingat sa pagiging immodest. Hindi nyo alam, baka pinagnanasana kayo ng mga lalaking weak-willed sa paligid nyo. You're causing them to sin. Then tatanungin nyo, pakialam ko ba, am I my brother's keeper? Actually, ang sagot dyan ay, yes. Ayon kay St. Thomas Aquinas, the sin of scandal can be a mortal sin or a venial sin. I guess kung active ang scandal, ito yung mortal sin. Kung passive, venial. We can also cause scandal kahit nagsasabi tayo ng totoo. I used to bash Pope Francis and sometimes maybe publicly. And tingin ko, may mga valid criticisms naman talaga about the Pope. Pero recently, napaisip ako. Maraming narratives about Pope na kailangan nating scrutinize ng maigi. Ayaw ko na magbigay ng details dito. Baka kasi ma-label ako as Pope-splainer. Pero my point of this story is this. May kwento ako about an instance when I led a friend, a brother, away from the church. Tuwing binabash ko si Pope, inalabas ko ang aking hinaing sa kaibigan kong ito. Then pareho kaming nagsasabihan ng mga criticisms namin about the Pope, pati yung mga disappointments namin. One day, sinabi sa akin ng kaibigan kong ito na nagsisimba na siya sa traditional Latin Mass. Well, wala namang problema yon dahil marami namang nagse-celebrate ng TLM or Missal of 62 na in communion pa rin with Rome. Pero itong nasalihan niya, ito yung tinatawag na Rad Cath R or Radical Catholic Reactionaries. Diniscuss ni Dave Armstrong to sa aklat na Mass Movements ni Dave Armstrong. Itong Rad Cath R, yung tipong hindi tinatanggap ang Vatican II as a valid council ng simbahan at hindi kinikilala ang Novus Ordo as a valid kind of mass. My point is, dahil sa akin, I have pushed this friend of mine to join a schismatic group. I committed the sin of scandal. It doesn't matter kung totoo ang criticisms ko about the Pope. The sin of scandal is there regardless kung totoo o hindi ang information. Kaya ang masasabi ko lang sa ating mga Katoliko, I pray that before we criticize a priest, a bishop, a deacon, a cardinal, a pope publicly, pag-isipan niyo munang mabuti. Dahil di natin alam, we might be leading our friends in social media away from the Catholic faith. Or worse, baka kung nababasa na pala ng Protestant friends mo ang post mo, mapapakonvert na pala sana siya sa Catholicism kaso napigilan dahil nabasa niya ang post mong nang babash ng clergy. Kaya ingat sa sin of scandal. Whenever we do fraternal correction, it's always best to do it privately. Pero minsan okay, I understand. Hindi talaga maiwasan dahil upon discernment, the greater good is to say something publicly. Lalo na sa panahon ng social media. Hindi maiwasang magbigay ng opinion tungkol sa mga tao, personalities, or institution. But whenever we do, tandaan nyo, ito ang operating word. Do it with charity. The best kung i-criticize mo ang isang tao, sabihin mo sana yung mga good things muna about the person. Then, tsaka mo sabihin yung problema. Naintindihan ko na may times na talagang kailangan mong i-criticize ang ginagawa or sinasabi ng isang tao or organization publicly dahil may opposite extreme ang scene of scandal. Ito ay yung omission. Nabanggit sa catechism to. Sabi ko kanina sa CCC, scandal is a grave offense if by deed or omission, another is deliberately led into a grave offense. Nandun yung word na deliberate, kaya hindi naman mortal sin kung hindi ito deliberate na inomit. Pero regardless, ayaw pa rin naman nating mauwi sa kasalanan ang mga brothers and sisters natin. So, ano ba yung omission? Halimbawa, may isang Catholic school na nagse-celebrate ng Pride Month at may Pride Parade pa ito. And since public naman yung event, na news pa ito and it's all over social media, kung walang babati ko sa school na ito, in other words, omission or baka may inaction, it might lead to scandal. Baka maraming estudyante na mag-go to the path of transgenderism or they might nurse their same-sex attractions dahil isipin nila na pinapahintulutan ito ng school, ng Catholic school, ng simbahan. Kaya kailangan magsalita against this. Otherwise, skandalo. But even that, I hope and pray that before doing something, you practice prudence and charity. Let's take a page from our Lord Jesus Christ nung nagpadala siya ng letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor sa Book of Revelation. Doon sa Revelation chapter 2 and 3, mapapansin natin na may formula ang Panginoon sa kanyang mga sulat. Una is a description ng letter sender, which is Him, si Jesus. Ang pangalawa sa formula is pinuri niya muna ang simbahan. Then, saka sinabi ang criticism or rebuke tungkol sa simbahan na sinusulatan niya. Then, He gave instructions kung paano maisaayos ang mali sa kanila. Minsan ay meron ding warning kung ano ang mangyayari sa kanila kung hindi sila magtitino. And lastly, the Lord gave a promise to the ones who are faithful. Okay, so let's take the letter to the church in Pergamum as an example. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum, write the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword. So ito yung description ni Jesus. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. You hold fast my name and you did not deny my faith even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. So ito yung papuri sa kanila. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice immorality. So you also have some who hold the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Ito naman yung criticism. Repent, then. Ito yung instruction. If not, I will come to you soon and war against them with the sword of my mouth. So ito yung consequence kung hindi sumunod sa instruction. He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone which no one knows except him who receives it. Ito naman yung reward or promise kung magtitino sila. Hindi ko sinasabing itong buong formula na ito ang gayahin natin. Pero hanggat maaari, ang gayahin natin ay yung hanapan mo muna ng papuri ang kapwa mo, then saka mo palang sasabihin ang criticism. Maganda rin if you call for prayers for the person. Hindi ko sinasabing perfect na ako, baka in the past ay hindi ako naging charitable when I criticized someone. But guys, from here on out, gamitin natin ang formula ng ito. Sama-sama naman tayo in our journey to sainthood, kaya it's never too late to improve from what we used to do. And kaya tayo nagtatopic about sin and how to avoid it para ma-improve natin ang ating spiritual life. Maganda yung letter ni Pope to the Pilgrim People of God in Germany. Alam naman natin na ang mga bishops sa Germany ay may mga actions na ginagawa na taliwas sa bilin ng Vatican. Nagkaroon sila ng synodal way kung saan they now have rights to bless same-sex unions. Recently, nag-express ng concern ang Santo Papa that Germany threatens the unity of the Church. Pero dun sa letter na yon, he referenced another letter. This one is dated June 29, 2019. Maglalagay nila ako ng link sa show notes. The reason I mentioned this is maganda yung pagkakasulat ng Santo Papa sa letter. Nandun ang formula ni Kristo sa seven churches sa Asia Minor. Mapapansin nyo na sa unang paragraph, sinimulan ni Pope sa papuri sa church community in Germany ang liham. And I quote, "With gratitude, I look to the widespread network of communities, parishes, chapels, schools, hospitals, social structures which you have created through history and which are a testimony to the living faith that sustained all these, nourished them, and enlivened them through many generations." So, yun yung papuri. However, sa second paragraph, onwards, nandito na yung statement of the problem. And I quote, "Today, however, I agree with you that the pain of seeing the increasing erosion and decay of faith with all that this entails spiritually as well as socially and culturally." So yun naman yung criticism. I won't go into details about this letter. Kayo na magbasa. Pero kung interesado kayong malaman kung orthodox pa ba ang Vatican or baka totoo ang conspiracy theory na na-overrun na ng liberals ang simbahan, basahin nyo ang paragraph 5 of the letter. May warning dun ng Pope that there would be a good, well-organized, and even modernized church but with no soul or gospel newness kapag natuloy ang ginawa ng mga bishops ng Germany. Lastly, I would like to talk about one paragraph in CCC about the sin of scandal. It's 2286. Scandal can be provoked by laws or institutions, by fashion or opinion. Therefore, they are guilty of scandal who establish laws or social structures leading to the decline of morals and the corruption of religious practice, or to social conditions that, intentionally or not, make Christian conduct and obedience to the commandments difficult and practically impossible. This is also true of business leaders who make rules encouraging fraud, teachers who provoke their children to anger, or manipulators of public opinion who turn it away from moral values. So yung mga mambabatas na gumagawa ng batas that would lead people to sin, gaya ng pagpapatupad ng divorce, soji bill, abortion bill, etc., they're committing the sin of scandal. This is also true for business leaders and teachers. Also true for manipulators of public opinions. So yung naglalagay ng gender ideology lesson sa curriculum ng mga bata, this manipulates them to one day have opinion favorable to a certain ideology. Sin of scandal. May your necks be tied to a millstone and thrown into the sea. All right. So nagustuhan niyo ba itong episode na ito? Send me an email by subscribing to the jarugashow.com newsletter. Nakikinig ako sa inyong mga suggestions. Baka may iba pa kayong mga lesser known sins na gustong talakayin. Let me know. Shoutout nga pala kay Tita Selly for buying me a coffee. Tita Selly, salamat. Sinendan niya tayo ng pambili ng kape sa ating GCash, which you can find in the show notes of this podcast. Kung nagustuhan niyo ang episode nito, gusto niyo yung suporta ng podcast, pwede kayong mag-send sa GCash. But send me a message para ma-shoutout ko kayo dahil hindi nag-notify ang GCash, kaya minsan nagpapadala sila ng hindi ko alam. Also, nagustuhan niyo ba yung conversation namin ni Voltaire kay Dr. John Bergsma? Please share it around para mahikayat ang mga kaibigan na magbasa ng Bible. Kung hindi nyo pa napapakinggan ng episode, just listen to the episode before this one. So, ayun. Also, I would like to tell you guys that we are now an ambassador for Halo. Halo is the number one Catholic meditation app in the world. And this Advent, I would like to announce that there will be an Advent challenge with the voice of none other than the one who trained Darth Vader, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Batman. Itong voice na ito is si Liam Neeson. At sabi ni Liam, kung hindi ka daw magdadasal, he will find you. And bukod dyan, nandito din ang voice ni Jonathan Rumi and Sister Miriam James. Kaya ano pang hinihintay nyo? It's Advent with C.S. Lewis from Halo. So ngayon, pwede nyo nang i-download ang Halo using our affiliate link, halo.com/jaruga. Again, halo.com/jaruga to join Advent with C.S. Lewis. Make sure to use that link because it tells them that we're the ones who send you to them. So tulong nyo na ito sa podcast. All right, this is Jay Aruga from the land of maraming hugot, Philippines! So this has been another episode of the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye! If this episode made your day, or even if it didn't, please press that follow button right there. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star review. Spread the word, tell your friends, family, your dog to subscribe as well. Thank you very much.